Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, January 25th, 1952, and the title is The Mark of a Killer. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
The Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Mark of a Killer.
The talking cereal, the only talking cereal in the whole world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. That's the one that's fun to eat. When you pour milk or cream on them, Rice Krispies talk right up and tell you how fresh and crisp they are. They go snap, crackle, pop, and boy, do they taste good. Oh, you bet they do. Golden good. Have a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow. Ask Mom to get some for you next time she's shopping. You'll want them every morning. When they were riding a trail, Jingles wasn't only deputy and saddle partner to United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok, he was also the chief cook. One night, they were camped near a river, and the next morning, Jingles decided to fill his faithful frying pan with some fresh fish. But before Jingles could catch his first trout, things began to happen which were to lead down a trail of gun smoke to the mark of a killer.
I got him hooked. Oh, boy.
You got to land him before you can cook him, Jingle.
Oh, that's a cinch. Watch now. Come to Papa, you great big breakfast trout.
Watch out you don't slip and fall in, Jingle.
No. No, sir. I wouldn't do that, Bill. Ow! Take me open.
Now you've done it. Some fisherman, partner.
Doggone it. He got away now. Ain't that just my luck?
You're lucky you didn't float downriver into those rapids. I'd have never been able to haul you out.
Well, what are we going to do for breakfast?
Want to buy some fish, mister?
Huh? Who said that?
Me.
Right behind you, Jingles. It's a little button with as fine a string of trout as you'd want to see.
Well, I'll be a pet raccoon. Howdy, sonny. Where'd you get all those fish?
Caught them in the river.
Oh, he's got some secret kind of bait he uses.
I don't use bait. I spear him.
There, you see, Bill, I told... Huh? You spear him?
Yep.
Well, now, that's an Indian trick. Where'd you learn it?
Blue Feather taught me.
Who's Blue Feather?
An Indian.
Oh. Well, that takes care of that. What do you want to sell your fish for?
For money. Oh. 2 bits apiece.
Why don't you take them home, Button?
I'm not going home. Not till I find my pa.
Oh, well, in that case, I reckon we'd better buy his fish, huh, Bill?
Yes, I think so.
Well, sonny, here's the, Bill, could you lend me, say,
I got 7 fish. That'll be $1.06.
Yeah. Yeah, $1.06, Bill, please.
All right, here's the money. Now, you take those fish and pop them in the frying pan, Jingles, while I have a talk with this young fella.
I'll have these beauties fried golden brown in 2 shakes of a black sheep's tail.
Thanks, mister. I gotta be going now. So long.
Hey, wait a minute, youngster.
I haven't any time.
Oh, yes, you have.
No, I ain't either. Hey, let go of me.
Now, you just simmer down, young fellow.
You let me go.
Bring him back for breakfast, Bill. It's almost ready.
Come on, sonny. You like those fish the way Jingles fixes them.
You young maverick. Don't you know nobody runs away from Wild Bill Hickok?
Wild Bill Hickok? Gee, willikers. Are you Wild Bill?
He sure is, and I'm Jingle. What's your name, sonny?
Zip. Zip Grady.
Well,
now, what's all this about not going home till you find your dad? Is he lost?
I don't know. He went across the desert to the county seat day before yesterday. He didn't come back.
Well, maybe he'll come back today. You know, it's a long ride.
Yeah, but I heard my uncle say last night that he reckoned maybe Pa wouldn't come back at all.
Then you ran away to find him?
Yeah. Will you help me find him, Wild Bill?
Sure, we will, Zip. Now, you just eat your breakfast.
Hey, Bill, looks like we got company.
It's my uncle. Don't let him take me, Wild Bill. I'm going to hide. Don't let him get me.
Hey, now, come back here.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, Bill, if that's his uncle, that Indian with him must be Blue Feather.
Hey, you gents seen anything of a brat about 12 years old around here?
Well, now, maybe we have, and maybe we haven't. And if we had, maybe we'd tell you, and then maybe we wouldn't.
Why,
I wouldn't reach for those guns, mister.
Who's going to stop me?
Now, that's a right silly question to ask when you're talking to Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok?
You hear right well, mister.
Well, I see three plates here, and there's only two of you. Hold up the horses, Blue Feather. I'm going to look around for the kid.
Blue Feather, stay here.
Hold it, mister. I don't like strangers prowling around my camp.
I mean to find that kid, Hickok, and you and nobody else is going to stop me.
You'll see about that.
You stay right where you are, Blue Feather.
No worries, Blue Feather. Stay here.
Attaboy, Bill. Mister, you ain't got good sense.
Now get up, Grady. I've got some questions to ask you.
Well, I got the answers.
Bill is gone.
You learn right slow, mister.
You tin badge saddle tramp. You're messing in something that don't concern you.
I'm not so sure about that. Now, suppose you tell me why you're so anxious to find the kid.
Yeah, and you might also tell us where the boy's father is.
I ain't telling you nothing. Come on, Blue Feather. And Hickok, you better send that kid home and keep your nose out of this, or it's liable to get chopped off. Up, boy!
Now, doggone that ornery polecat. I just know we ain't seen the last of him, Bill, and already he's given me a man-sized stomachache.
Well, here's Charlie and your sidekick Slim again, kids. Now, you know, any way you slice it, a peach makes a peach of a dish when you put it on top of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Right, Slim?
Oh, you bet, Charlie. We had some this morning.
Yes, sir. Canned or frozen or fresh fruit and berries sure taste wonderful on those.
Good Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. Yes, partner, when you put the milk or cream to Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they tell you how crisp and fresh they are. They go snap, crackle, pop. Tomorrow, have yourself a big bowl of the talking cereal. Ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Rice Krispies today. Just sing her that little song of Slim's. Hey, let's hear it again, Slim. Now you play the guitar and have everybody sing.
Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies, good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. Wasn't that fun? Most as much fun as eating Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Now remember to have some for breakfast tomorrow. Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. When Zip's bad-tempered uncle, Chet Grady, was out of sight, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles started talking to Zip to clear up some of the sudden morning mystery.
Why are you so afraid of your uncle, Zip?
He's mean to everybody. He's always picking up my paw. And he beats Blue Feather.
Blue Feather? He's a friend of yours, huh, Zip?
Gee, yeah. One of the best friends I got.
I noticed he didn't mix in the fight.
Yeah, that's right. He just sat here on his haunches drawing lines in the dirt with a stick.
Drawing lines? With a stick?
Yeah. Why?
Look, Wild Bill. Blue Feather wrote me a letter.
Well, I'll be a sand flea. It's Indian picture writing, Bill.
That's right, partner.
Can you read it, Zip?
Sure, but I don't understand it.
Take it easy now, Zip. I think I do, but I hope it's not true.
Wild Bill, that first sign means danger. And the arrow pointing at the rabbit. Blue Feather calls me Little Rabbit. He means I'm in danger.
Bill, is that right?
Looks that way, partner. Huh. Who's the eagle sign for, Zip?
for my pa.
Oh, your pa, but Bill, there's an arrow sticking clear through that.
Hold it, Jingles.
Well, Bill, that means my pa's dead.
Easy, young fella. Don't jump to conclusions. We'll ride back to your ranch and ask your uncle a few more questions. All right, Jingles, we'll pull up here at the house. Move it, now, move
it. Oh, Joker.
You're not going to leave me here, are you, Wild Bill?
Well, we'll see, Zip.
Well, Hickok, I see you had sense enough to bring the kid back. Now you can leave him here and be on your way.
Not so fast, Grady.
Where's my pa?
Hold it, Button. Let Bill ask the question.
Where's the boy's father, Grady?
I ain't talking.
Here comes Blue Feather. Blue Feather, where's my pa?
Ruby, big, brave little rabbit. Great eagle gone to happy hunting ground.
What?
Well, Bill, my pa's dead.
Now I guess you know why you ain't talking to him, Hickok.
Jingle see to the boy. All right, Grady, now tell me how your brother died.
Ran out of water coming back across the desert. His horse came in, we went out and found him.
Why didn't you tell us that in the first place?
Because I figured it was none of your business.
Your brother went to the county seat, Grady. Who'd he go to see?
And that's none of your business.
Me tell. Him get telegram 2 days ago.
Shut up, Blue Feather.
Then him go see lawyer man, county seat police.
You sneaking coyote, I'll kill you for that. Bill!
Hold it, Grady.
I'll kill him. I'll shut his mouth for good.
I said lay off, Grady.
Let him have it, Bill.
All right, Grady, you ask for it.
Ooh, he sure is stubborn as a muley cow, Bill.
Now, since you won't talk, Grady, I reckon we'll go over to the county seat and see that lawyer ourselves.
What for, Bill? Why, that's clear across the desert.
Come on, Zip, get up behind my saddle.
Hey, you ain't taking that kid with you.
That's where you're wrong, Grady. I'm keeping this boy with me until I get enough answers to satisfy me that he's safe here with you. Come on, Jingles, let's go.
Hi, Buckshot.
Yep, Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha!
Buckshot, who boy?
What, Joker, who?
This seems to be the only lawyer's office in town, Jingle.
Well, I hope we find out what we want to know here.
Zip, you stay with the horses. You might fill your canteen while you're waiting. There's a pump over there by the watering trough.
All right, Wild Bill.
We got to go back across that desert this afternoon, Bill.
We might.
Oh, Bill, if we do, it'll be the end of me. I'll just dry up and blow away.
If you do, partner, it'll be the biggest dust storm these parts have seen this year.
Now you stop hoorahing me, Bill.
All right, come on, let's go in. Don't go away, Zip.
I won't, Wild Bill.
Well, howdy, Jan. What can I do for you? Hey, ain't you Marshal Hickok?
That's right. This is Jingles, my deputy.
Well, howdy, Jingles. I'm Jesse Fisher, clerk to the city attorney, Mr. Lansing. Hey, what brings you here, Marshal?
I'd like to talk to Mr. Lansing.
Well, now, that's too bad. He just left on the stage about an hour ago. He'll be back tomorrow, I reckon. In the meantime, can I help you?
Where'd he go?
Across the desert. Had a will to read over at the Grady Ranch. You in a hurry to see him?
A will?
Yeah.
Bill, what do you reckon that means?
Whose will was it, Fisher?
Oh, Pop Grady's. He died back east about a month ago. What do you want to know for, Marshal?
Pop Grady.
That's right. Built up a right big cattle ranch on the other side of the desert and then got tired and moved back east. Left his two sons, Chet and Joe Grady, to run the ranch.
Bill, this doggone business is getting as snarled up as a barrel of horseshoes.
Maybe not, Jingles. Tell me, Fisher, do you know what was in that will?
Well, now, Marshal, even if I did, I couldn't tell you. It ain't ethical. What interest you got in the Grady's?
Does Mr. Lansing know that Joe Grady's dead?
Joe Grady dead? No, I don't reckon he does. Joe was over here just yesterday morning talking to Mr. Lansing. That's when they arranged for the will reading. When did he die?
Oh, he died on the way back.
Never mind, Jingles. We haven't got time for that. Oh. We'd better catch up with Lansing. I want to be there when that will is read.
Well, now, gents, I'm sorry I couldn't help you none, but if you're heading back across the desert, I got some cool water and a crock in the back room.
Well, now, that's right nice of you.
No, just give me your canteens. I'll fill them for you.
We can get it.
No, it won't take a minute. That's it. Be right back.
Bill, what you thinking so hard about?
I'm trying to figure how a man who's lived in this country as long as Zip's father did could get caught in the desert without water.
Hey, that don't make sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Bill, maybe somebody else knew
well,
that he...
Well, here you be, gents.
Thanks, Fisher.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, at least we'll have plenty of good water to get us back across that forsaken oven.
Glad to do it for you, gents. Man don't last long in the desert without good water.
You're right about that, mister. So long. Come on, Jingles.
Well, just think, Bill. We'd stayed at the Grady Ranch in the first place that Lawyer Lanson had showed up there, and we wouldn't have had to cross this desert at all, let alone twice.
I guess you're right, Jingles.
Well, we ain't catching up with that stage this way. Oh, I wish we could travel faster.
Can't run our horses across the desert in this heat, partner.
I gotta have another drink of water. My throat's as dry as a gopher hole.
Yeah, mine too. We haven't tried any of this good, cool water that fella Fisher gave us, Bill.
Well, let's have a drink. But don't take too much. It's got to last.
Boy, is this going to taste good.
Jingles, don't drink that water.
What? You gone loco, partner?
You heard me. Don't touch a drop of that water. Now I know how Joe Grady died.
This is Charlie Lyon and Slim, the singing cowboy, friends.
And this is why we're here. Good Rice Krispies.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Slim, don't be so all-fired anxious to play that guitar.
Well, I'm just sort of anxious to tell the folks that Rice Krispies are good to eat. And we've only got a jiffy to talk about them here, and you know...
Well, now, maybe you're right. Tomorrow's breakfast isn't so far away, and Kellogg's Rice Krispies are just the thing to have for it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies with maybe some sliced banana or some canned or frozen berries on top. Oh, that's a delicious treat. Easy to fix and even easier to eat. Yes, I'll bet you'll want a second helping.
Well, sir, I always do. You just can't beat those crisp, fresh-tasting Rice Krispies.
Right. Rice Krispies are crisp and fresh. They tell you so themselves. They're so crisp that when you pour the cream or milk on them, they talk right up. Snap, crackle, pop.
Good Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, and pop. Kids, it's a wonderful thing to hear the talking cereal. It makes you want to sing all about snap, crackle, and pop. Rice Krispies good for you. They're fun to listen to, fun to eat. Eat Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
We do. Have a big bowl of delicious Rice Krispies tomorrow morning. Get a couple of packages of them today. Now, back to Wild Bill Hickok. Recrossing the desert to the Grady Ranch, Wild Bill Hickok, Zip, and Jingles get thirsty and start to take a drink from their canteens. Suddenly, Bill yells...
Jingles, don't drink that water.
What? You gone loco, partner?
You heard me. Don't touch a drop of that water. Now I know how Joe Grady died.
You do, Wild Bill? How do you know?
Yeah, Bill. What struck you all of a sudden?
He was poisoned, and we came within an ace of going the same way.
You mean this water in our canteens is full of poison, too?
Smell it, Jingles, and you'll see.
Well, I'll be one step out of the grave, Bill. That ornery clerk in the lawyer's office filled our canteens.
Yeah, and he took them in the back room to do it. That's when he put the poison in the water.
Well, it's a good thing Zip filled his own at the pump.
It sure is.
Now, take it easy with that. It's all the water we got to get back across the desert.
No, let's go back and get that varmint, Bill.
But Wild Bill, why would he want to kill you and Jingles?
I've got a feeling your Uncle Chet telegraphed him that we were coming. And no doubt he did the same thing when your dad went there 2 days ago.
Well, then what's causing all this mix-up, Bill?
The answer to that must be in old Pop Grady's will, Jingles.
Yeah, and it's on the stage with Mr. Lansing ahead of us.
Which makes Mr. Lansing just as good as dead unless we catch that stage. Come on, let's ride. Hang on, Zip. Hi,
Jim Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
That's the stage, Jingles.
Then we're in time to save that lawyer after all.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that.
Bill, somebody's shooting at that stage. You're pulling up.
There's the owl hoot coming up from behind that rock. Come on.
Why, that sneaking Gila monster.
Maybe this'll stop him.
That made him stop looking, listen.
Well, Bill, he's running away.
Yeah, and I'm giving him something to help him along.
All right, let's see how good his aim was. Whoa, Buckshot, whoa.
Oh, Joker. Now, Billy, plug the driver.
I don't see the lawyer in the coach.
And look inside on the floor, Bill.
Yeah, maybe he ducked down when the shooting started. Hey, here he is, partner.
No, don't shoot me. Don't shoot.
Sounds like he's hurt, Bill.
It's all right now, Mr. Lansing.
Yeah, we gave that hold-up varmint some of his own medicine. Where'd he get you, mister?
Through the leg. Who are you?
Well, this is Wild Bill Hickok, U.S. Marshal, and I'm Jingles, his deputy. Yonder, that's Zip Grady.
Zip Grady?
but I was headed for the Grady Ranch.
Yeah, we know. Tell me, you still got the will on you?
Yes.
Then we better be on our way.
Where to, Bill?
The Grady's Ranch. You drive the stage, Jingles.
Well, what about our horses?
Zip, you ride Buckshot and Lee Joker. I'll ride with Lansing and see if I can patch up his wound.
Oh, boy, I sure will. Come on, Buckshot.
Okay, Bill, let's go. All right, you ringtail cayuses. Hold still now while I get up here and get set. Now, stretch your necks and lean against those collars. Now, ha! 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 Bill, here comes that ornery polecat Chet Grady to meet us.
Hello, Grady.
What are you doing back here, Hickok? I thought I made it plain you weren't welcome around. Hey, what's going on here?
Got a little surprise for you, Grady.
Hello, Grady. Sorry I'm a little late, but we had a little shooting out in the road. Lucky Hickok showed up or I wouldn't have made it at all.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry to hear you had trouble.
Yeah, I'll bet you are.
Hold it, Jingles. Grady, are you ready for some real bad news?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You will soon enough. Mr. Lansing, you brought old Pop Grady's will with you. What does it say?
Here it is. It says, being in my right mind, I, Alan Dalrymple Grady, do hereby make up my will and testament. All my property and livestock and money and everything else on my ranch, but the rattlesnakes, I leave to my son Joe Grady.
What's that?
And after him, to his son Zip Grady. As to the rattlesnakes, I leave them to my no-good son, Chet Grady, who ain't been worth a lick at it since the day he was born.
He was crazy. He can't do this to me.
Looks like you're the one that was loco, Grady. You ought to know you can't get away with murder just
I'll
for
get
a...
you too, Hickok!
Pick up his gun, Jingles. You'll find out that's the one that shot the driver and Mr. Lansing.
You can't prove that.
Well, Bill, here comes Blue Feather with Uncle Chet's horse.
Yeah, and it's all lathered up like he's been riding hard. You still deny it was you shooting at the stage, Grady?
You ain't getting me, Hickok.
Billy's going for his horse.
You're through, Chet.
Well, now, I sure hope that's the last time we have to knock that Jasper down, Bill. He's as cold as a cow's nose in the blizzard.
Well, gather him up, Jingles, and we'll go back to Lansing's office and corral his partner in crime, Jess Fisher.
Yeah. Something tells me them two coyotes are going to come up with a suspended sentence. Sentence to be suspended by the neck with a long rope, which serves them right.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back on Monday with another adventure story for you. How about it, Andy?
Yes, sir, Guy. And it's a Lollapalooza, all about the freight wagons of the Old West and a mysterious jinx that brought death on the trail. Be with us, will you?
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Barney Phillips, Clayton Post, Paul McVeigh, and Johnny McGovern. Our director is Paul Pierce. Music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok battles his way through gun smoke and treachery to solve the mystery of the wagon train jinx. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, and Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
Welcome. welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, it's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.